Hey, you know you're wanted, right? I know what your brain says. I know it's telling you that they're lying. I know. But just listen to me for a second, yeah? I know it's really fucking hard, but please, just try to ignore these thoughts for just a few minutes. You are amazing. Hands down. You're something fantastic that came into my life. You're funny, you're intelligent, you're great at sending cursed memes. Yeah, you're a good friend. And just in case your brain is telling you that I'm lying right now, I can tell you I'm not. You already know that I have a really bad sleep schedule. So those nights where you start spamming me and I respond, those are absolutely fine. I enjoy those late-night rambles. They're kind of calming to me. Plus, you know I would let you know if I wasn't enjoying a conversation we're having. Believe me, we're never having that ravioli conversation again, and if we do, I'm throwing a toaster at your head. No, I don't keep you around because I'm bored or because I have nothing better to do. I spend time with you because I enjoy spending time with you. You're a delight to hang out with, online or offline. Your taste in music is impeccable. You find the best random interesting facts about various things, and I love it when you info dump on me. It really shows me what you're interested in, whether they're the French Revolution, Fennec boxes, or how you think we should bring the trebuchet back. Yes, of course I still remember that conversation. And by the way, we absolutely should not. They're not cost-effective, and hell, they're difficult to maneuver. No, I'm not taking any criticism. Anyway, I digress. You've been there for a lot of my shit. And I mean a lot. You were there when I lost my mom. You were there for me when I found out I got cheated on for the first time. And you were there when I was terrified to move out at a young age. And don't think I've not noticed that you've been an anchor for other people too. You've been so strong for everyone else. Have you let anyone else be an anchor for you? Why don't you take a moment? Please. Breathe. I've seen you. I know how hard you've been working. You're doing good things, no matter what speed it's going at. Everyone goes through their own shit during life, and I know you're absolutely strong to endure it. And hey, even if there's some stress falling through the cracks, I'm here to listen to you if it means sealing those cracks for a short time. I know it's not the easiest thing to open up, so I'm not asking you to divulge your life story to me. Just please remember, you're not alone. You are not a burden. You're loved, you're appreciated. Even if your brain thinks otherwise sometimes. I care about you so much. And there's so many people that care about you too. You might not like it, but you showed me the slightest bit of human kindness and it kind of all went downhill from you there. Yep, you're stuck with me. I'm your problem now. But in all seriousness, though, I don't know everything you're going through, and I likely never will. But what I can do is be in your corner. If you want to vent, I'll be there. If you want to sit in silence together, I'll be there too. If you just want to cry, I'll be there with the worst possible movies and snacks. Yes, it's the kind you like. I have no idea how you can stand it, but if it's what my protagonist wants, that's what they get. Oh, and if you ever need reassurance that you're not a bother, feel free to ask away. I will never hesitate to remind you how much I want you around. Now please, get your ass over here. It's time for some cuddles.